WCMU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Republican vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, introduced himself to America last night at the Republican National Convention.
Tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was, and with God's grace, what it will soon be again.
Vance built his speech around his own Appalachian roots, introduced his mother, a former drug addict, to the crowd, and vowed to help families like the one he grew up in.
We're going to build factories again, put people to work making real products for American families made with the hands of American workers.
His speech was a hit on the convention floor.
J.D. Vance leaned heavily on his unique rags-to-riches life story, introducing himself in a relaxed, conversational way that connected with California delegate Sandy Pope and Connecticut delegate Hector Hoyos.
I was very impressed with his sincerity, his willingness to share the hardship he endured, and the success that he made of himself and his family. Very proud of him.
I think it was great. I think he's a real person. You know, you look at his history, he represents all of us, the best in all of us.
Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Milwaukee.
Donald Trump is set to formally accept his party's nomination tonight. President Biden is sidelined with COVID. Aides say his symptoms are mild. He's self-isolating at home in Delaware. As another top Democrat, California Congressman Adam Schiff calls on him to drop out of the race. CBS's Nicole Killian.
In a statement to CBS News, Schiff calls Mr. Biden one of the most consequential presidents in history, but says it's time for him to pass the torch. A Biden campaign official says the president has made clear he is staying in the race and points to support from other congressional Democrats.
Presidents just announced he'll cancel another $1.2 billion in student debt for 35,000 additional people. The probe continues into the 20-year-old gunman who tried to kill former President Trump at a rally last Saturday. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
There's a premeditation here, but as for the motivation, investigators are still doing a full forensic scrub. His family, including his parents, have cooperated, and the FBI has interviewed them along with hundreds of others.
Rear crash tests prove car cameras that show you where you're going when you back up and automatic braking systems are working. David Ehlers at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Backing claims in parking lots like at the grocery store are extremely common. In 2022, 30% of claims were rear impacts that cost over $4,000.
Tech systems found best in Escapes, CRVs, Outlanders, and Foresters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine firefighters rescued a 4-year-old child from a burning building on the city's north side yesterday afternoon. It happened near Douglas and Yount. The young victim was found hidden under a bed in a room adjacent to where the fire started. He was rushed to the hospital with no word on his condition at this point. Two firefighters also required medical attention following the incident. The cause is still under investigation. Green Bay Road in Kenosha saw some high speeds and a crash after a police chase early this morning. Pleasant Prairie police say they picked up on a chase out of Zion with spike strips put out and the car crashing out at Green Bay Road and Washington Road. The 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested on several charges, including drunk driving and recklessly endangering safety. They're retesting the water at Lake Michigan beaches in Kenosha with new results possibly posted today. High bacteria levels had the swim areas at Eichelman, Simmons Island, and Southport Park beaches closed. Technically, the beaches are open, but you're told not to go in the water. The beaches and water in Racine are okay. Country Thunder is kicking off in Kenosha County. The Sheriff's Department says they're mobilizing more than 100 staff members and partnering with nearby agencies to maintain safety and order. The county board declined to send law enforcement staff to the RNC because of the music festival needs. Authorities are reminding people going to the festival and those living in the area to be aware of increased traffic and to plan their routes accordingly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards. after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny. It'll get to 76 for a high. The humidity will be low, and the wind will be fairly light, too, out of the north at 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Saturday, a little more humid, sunshine 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I go home next week and visit my mom because I need new material. Moms are great. They're a wealth of material because they all say the same things. All moms said, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. They wonder why we had nightmares growing up. I was under the covers with a flashlight and a can of Raid.
Get out of here, little bed bug. You're not going to get me.
This is a good one. Don't get smart with me, mister. What do you want me to be, an idiot? No, duh. Remember, duh? We should use that as adults, duh. I'd love to see somebody on Jeopardy. Yeah, Alex, no, duh. How would you like a beating?
What are my options?
I'm gonna knock you in the middle of next week.
Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
This hurts me more than it hurts you. Oh yeah, give me the belt.
1967 from the Magical Mystery Tour of the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me this morning on your Thursday. It's 6:10. Looking for beautiful weather right through the weekend, as a matter of fact. Headed out to San Manorama. This is the weather they prayed for. Any event happening this weekend, this is the weather they wanted. Sunny today with a high near 74. Right now, sunny is 61 degrees here at Radio Park. Going back with the Shylights now. Have you seen her?
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Chicago, the Shylights. Have you seen her? It's 6:15 at WRJN. Local news. Timeless hits. Maybe I'm being a little cynical here, but it's probably never a good thing if you walk outside your home and a stranger runs up and gives you a hug. Cops in California have caught a pair of hugging bandits who would regularly run up to strangers, give them a hug, and then steal jewelry from them and run off right off their body. When they gave them the hug, they'd break the jewelry off and run. Well, they caught him finally. Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing to walk outside your house and somebody give you a hug. I'm nervous when a family member does it, yet a stranger, huh? 6:15 WRJN local news. Tamlos hits. It's sunny and 61 degrees right now at Radio Park. And Townless Hits at WRJN at 6:18. I'm Don Rosen. You know, there's a list online of subtle signs that someone is very intelligent. Let's see if you match up with these. When somebody can admit they made a mistake and they know they don't know everything. Well, that's tough for a lot of people. When they're very good at problem solving. When they feel challenged by new things, not threatened. When they can understand someone's opposing view without having to agree with it or get angry over it. That is definitely difficult for a lot of people. When they ask a lot of questions and they aren't worried about being perceived as stupid for asking them. When they're able to explain something complicated in simpler and more readily understandable terms. When they're observant and listen more than they talk. And this one I don't get at all. When they have a giant head. Giant head people, I guess, are more intelligent than us tiny head people, I would imagine, huh?
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
creature, friend of man.
Lady, local news, timeless hit 626 at WRJN. You know, I felt bad. Ingrid Andress, did you hear her try to sing the national anthem the other night at the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby in Arlington, Texas? Oh, didn't go well at all. I felt terrible for her. She's a good singer, but it was just a train wreck. Well, this bad performance may wind up bringing a benefit to her in the long run. You see, she says she was drunk that night, and now she's checking herself into a facility to get help. Well, she said that was not her that night, and she apologized. Here's hoping she gets the help she needs. She's a good singer, good performer. It's too bad it turned out like that the other night. Here's Sam Cooke now.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. French I took. Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits with Sam Cooke, Wonderful World at WRJN. You know, this is real tough this year in politics, right? I guess everything goes. All kinds of people running for public office. But check this guy out. A candidate for the New Hampshire House of Representatives is hoping people can overlook his past murder conviction from 35 years ago when he beat and strangled a motel manager to death. He says he made some bad choices when he was younger. Yeah, no kidding. He says he learned from it, though. Do we still want, the people in Hampshire still want a convicted murderer as their representative? I don't care what he learned. 6:30 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today. We're looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 74. Right now, sunny and 61 at Radio Park. It's time for the news as we head off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine firefighters rescued a 4-year-old child from a burning building on the city's north side yesterday afternoon. It happened near Douglas and Yount. The young victim was found hidden under a bed in a room adjacent to where the fire started. He was rushed to the hospital with no word on his condition at this point. Two firefighters also required medical attention following the incident. The cause is still under investigation. Green Bay Road in Kenosha saw some high speeds and a crash after a police chase early this morning. Pleasant Prairie police say they picked up on a chase out of Zion with spike strips put out and the car crashing out at Green Bay Road and Washington Road. The 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested on several charges, including drunk driving and recklessly endangering safety. They're retesting the water at Lake Michigan beaches in Kenosha with new results possibly posted today. High bacteria levels had the swim areas at Eichelman, Simmons Island, and Southport Park beaches closed. Technically, the beaches are open, but you're told not to go in the water. The beaches and water in Racine are okay. Country Thunder is kicking off in Kenosha County. The Sheriff's Department says they're mobilizing more than 100 staff members and partnering with nearby agencies to maintain safety and order. The county board declined to send law enforcement staff to the RNC because of the music festival needs. Authorities are reminding people going to the festival and those living in the area to be aware of increased traffic and to plan their routes accordingly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A lot of political conversations happening in Milwaukee this week, but some Wisconsin farmers are in Washington, D.C., trying to move a farm bill forward. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Don Lutz is one of those. He's a Wisconsin soybean grower that's been in Washington, D.C. since Monday, trying to create conversations to get a farm bill in focus. Lutz says the biggest issue he's concerned about as a soybean grower himself, crop insurance, and increasing support price levels.
But in the farm bill, we're asking, of course, for the crop insurance continuation. We're looking to bring up that support level price. The support level price is so low right now that even when things kick in, if there's some type of a financial hardship on agriculture, it's not enough to kick in and make any difference. I think one of the people from Texas A&M, one of the professors there, said it made on average about $4,700 a farm. Well, that basically just that pays your diesel bill for maybe a month.
Don Lutz, he's one of the Wisconsin voices that's trying to be heard in Washington, D.C. this week working on a farm bill. Markets and overnight activity on a Thursday morning. Back to the red ink cycle, I'm afraid. Numbers are next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
On Wednesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained another 2.5 cents, up to 191 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese that dropped a half a cent to 186. Double A butter on Wednesday down 0.75 cents to 313 a bushel. As we roll into a Thursday session, right now December corn's down 3 at 409. November soybeans are down 7.5, 1033. September wheat's unchanged right now at 539 a bushel. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 8 at 1985. September right now up 2 at 2041 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director PM Yankee.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny. It'll get to 76 for a high. The humidity will be low, and the wind will be fairly light, too, out of the north at 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, sunny 80. By Saturday, a little more humid, sunshine 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, million, tillion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. We are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a happy meal, if that's at all possible.
It's freezing outside. I don't know if it freezes. It's cool out there. It's beautiful this morning. Cool, dry air. I love it. Here come the Stones. Get off my cloud.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Since I walk by, kind of detergent fact. I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't hang around long through the crowd of my happiness. Yeah. The telephone is ringing. I say, hi, it's me. Who is it there?
Still performing. They're touring America right now as we speak. Hey, this should help you sleep at night. According to this new survey, 22% of people believe it's likely they have interacted with a serial killer in their lifetime, or they might someday. 8% say it's very likely. I have a good chance I may have, because a serial killer lived right near us. When I grew up in a town called Massapequa, the Gilgo Beach serial killer, who's currently in the news right now. This guy was an architect in Manhattan and killed at least four people, they suspect, at Gilgo Beach on Long Island, and could be more. He's in custody right now, and he only lived 10 blocks from us. I used to pass his house on the way to school in the morning. Now, he was 4 years younger than I am, but still. I mean, I passed his house. When I worked downtown Milwaukee, Jeffrey Dahmer used to go to the pallet shop to pick up his victims. We used to go there to buy supplies, the pallet shop. So there's two instances where maybe I interacted with a serial killer. I didn't know it. Oof. Get the willies thinking about it. 6:39 at WRJN. Here's Carole King. It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here. There can be no denying. One of us is changing. Maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now. It's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I
so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it.
King, it's too late. Local news, timeless hit, 643 WRJN. All right, if you're running late this morning, you need an excuse. How about this one? Here's a new one for people running late. Time blindness. Doctors say it happens when people struggle to balance their focus between the things they like to do and things they have to do. Yeah, let me know how that works out for you when you tell your boss, hey, time blindness. That's why I'm late this morning.
Local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. I was so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Now
we're together nearly every single day singing.
News and timeless hits to WRJN with Manfred Mann. Do what did he? Later he branched out to a new group. They had the Mighty Quinn was a hit song. Then remember Manfred Mann's Earth Band? They had a couple of hits as that band too. This guy never gave up. Haven't heard from him lately though. 646 to WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74. Clear tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Sunny Saturday. And partly sunny on Sunday. What a weekend, huh? The people of Salmonorama must be just jumping up for joy. Because it's an outdoor event. You got to have nice weather. 62 degrees and sunny right now at Radio Park. And, yeah, I know having a big wedding with family and friends is a nice thing to have, but everybody can't afford a big wedding. This TikToker predicts pop culture trends and says micro weddings will overtake traditional ones in the next 10 years. She quotes stats to back up her prediction. She also said, according to her, micro weddings can have the same features as traditional ones, but they're usually less than 50 guests. And that's where the trouble begins. Cutting down the guest list. Whose family gets cut out?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Set down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets
Back door at 652 at WRJN. There's a new Craigslist scam where you're hired to run errands for somebody. Then the scammer asks you to go to the bank to get cash for them. Then waits for you and wants you to put the bank teller on the phone. And then they tell the bank teller, this is a robbery. A woman in Nebraska fell for this, unknowingly robbed the bank. The question, are people this gullible? Well, do this kind of nonsense? The Turtles, Happy Together, 653 at WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
6:56, we'll be talking to folks from the library and also the ADRC. Coming up in just a moment here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Dancing in the Moonlight. Here's King Harvest on your Thursday morning.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the
Moonlight 6:59 at WRJN. Sunny 62 degrees right now at Radio Park. Going to be a beautiful day today. Tell me if this isn't the father of the year, huh? Family in New Jersey almost had their big trip to Disney World ruined when their flight got canceled at the last second. They would have had to wait 2 full days for another flight. But Dad, who couldn't go because of work, picked them up at the airport and announced, "I am driving you there." He drove 17 hours straight to get them to Orlando. Then he napped, turned around, and drove back again, only missed 1 day of work. I'm trying to think if my dad would have done that. I don't think so. I think he would have said, "You're missing 2 days of Disney World." Let's check the news of the morning, CBS News, and then we'll go off to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom at 7 o'clock on the noggin.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.